episode 39 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Today we'll read about a very big day for the Israelites. It's the culmination of what Moses has been talking to Pharaoh about. We're reading from the Good News Translation, Exodus chapters 13 and 14. Exodus chapter 13. The Lord said to Moses, "Dedicate all the firstborn males to me. For every firstborn male Israelite and every firstborn male animal belongs to me." Moses said to the people, "Remember this day, the day on which you left Egypt, the place where you were slaves. This is the day the Lord brought you out by his great power. No leavened bread is to be eaten. You are leaving Egypt on this day, in the first month, the month of Abib. The Lord solemnly promised your ancestors to give you the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. When he brings you into that rich and fertile land, you must celebrate this festival in the first month of every year. For 7 days you must eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there is to be a festival to honor the Lord. For 7 days you must not eat any bread made with yeast. There must be no yeast or leavened bread anywhere in your land. When the festival begins, explain to your sons that you do all this because of what the Lord did for you when you left Egypt. This observance will be a reminder, like something tied on your hand or on your forehead. It will remind you to continue to recite and study the law of the Lord, because the Lord brought you out of Egypt by his great power. Celebrate this festival at the appointed time each year. The Lord will bring you into the land of the Canaanites, which he solemnly promised to you and your ancestors. When he gives it to you, you must offer every firstborn male to the Lord. Every firstborn male of your animals belongs to the Lord, but you must buy back from him every firstborn male donkey by offering a lamb in its place. If you do not want to buy back the donkey, break its neck. You must buy back every firstborn male child of yours. In the future, when your son asks what this observance means, you will answer him, "By using great power, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, the place where we were slaves. When the king of Egypt was stubborn and refused to let us go, the Lord killed every firstborn male in the land of Egypt, both human and animal. That is why we sacrifice every firstborn male animal to the Lord, but buy back our firstborn sons. This observance will be a reminder, like something tied on our hands or on our foreheads. It will remind us that the Lord brought us out of Egypt by his great power." When the king of Egypt let the people go, God did not take them by the road that goes up the coast to Philistia, although it was the shortest way. God thought, "I do not want the people to change their minds and return to Egypt when they see that they're going to have to fight." Instead, he led them in a roundabout way through the desert toward the Red Sea. The Israelites were armed for battle. Moses took the body of Joseph with him, as Joseph had made the Israelites solemnly promise to do. Joseph had said, "When God rescues you, you must carry my body with you from this place." The Israelites left Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. During the day, the Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud to show them the way. And during the night, he went in front of them in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel night and day. The pillar of cloud was always in front of the people during the day and the pillar of fire at night. Exodus chapter 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to turn back and camp in front of Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the Red Sea, near Baal-Zephon. The king will think that the Israelites are wandering around in the country and are closed in by the desert. I will make him stubborn, and he will pursue you, and my victory over the king and his army will bring me honor. Then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." The Israelites did as they were told. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had escaped, he and his officials changed their minds and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites escape, and we have lost them as our slaves." The king got his war chariot and his army ready. He set out with all his chariots, including the 600 finest, commanded by their officers. The Lord made the king stubborn, and he pursued the Israelites, who were leaving triumphantly. The Egyptian army, with all the horses, chariots, and drivers, pursued them and caught up with them where they were camped by the Red Sea near Pi-Hahiroth and Baal-Zephon. When the Israelites saw the king and his army marching against them, They were terrified and cried out to the Lord for help. They said to Moses, "Weren't there any graves in Egypt? Did you have to bring us out here in the desert to die? Look what you have done by bringing us out of Egypt. Didn't we tell you before we left that this would happen? We told you to leave us alone and let us go on being slaves of the Egyptians. It would be better to be slaves there than to die here in the desert." Moses answered, "Don't be afraid. Stand your ground, and you will see what the Lord will do to save you today. You will never see these Egyptians again. The Lord will fight for you, and all you have to do is keep still." The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out for help? Tell the people to move forward. Lift up your walking stick and hold it out over the sea. The water will divide, and the Israelites will be able to walk through the sea on dry ground. I will make the Egyptians so stubborn that they will go in after them, and I will gain honor by my victory over the king, his army, his chariots, and his drivers. When I defeat them, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." The angel of God, who had been in front of the army of Israel, moved and went to the rear. The pillar of cloud also moved until it was between the Egyptians and the Israelites. The cloud made it dark for the Egyptians, but gave light to the people of Israel, and so the armies could not come near each other all night. Moses held out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind. It blew all night and turned the sea into dry land. The water was divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with walls of water on both sides. The Egyptians pursued them and went after them into the sea with all their horses, chariots, and drivers. Just before dawn, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw them into a panic. He made the wheels of their chariots get stuck so that they moved with great difficulty. The Egyptians said, "The Lord is fighting for the Israelites against us. Let's get out of here." The Lord said to Moses, "Hold out your hand over the sea, and the water will come back over the Egyptians and their chariots and drivers." So Moses held out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the water returned to its normal level. The Egyptians tried to escape from the water, but the Lord threw them into the sea. The water returned and covered the chariots, the drivers, and all the Egyptian army that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them was left. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground, with walls of water on both sides. On that day, the Lord saved the people of Israel from the Egyptians, and the Israelites saw them lying dead on the seashore. When the Israelites saw the great power with which the Lord had defeated the Egyptians, they stood in awe of the Lord, and they had faith in the Lord and in His servant Moses. May God bless the reading of His Word. So, at last, God delivers the Israelites from Egypt, but not before they complain to Moses that it would have been better to stay there. That reminds me of the fact that so many people miss the blessings of God because they don't trust Him long enough. They take matters into their own hands instead of continuing on the course that God called them to when things get rough. My friend, don't give up. If God calls you to something, hang in there until He delivers on His promise. So now the people have been delivered from Egypt, but they're in the middle of the desert. You think God is through with them? Come back tomorrow and find out. I'll see you then. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.